Hey, this is Dave Denniston, and welcome back to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast. Elementary, my dear Watson. Pure elementary.
Welcome to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, where it's all about slashing your debt and taxes and creating a liberated lifestyle. And now, your host, with the love of fantasy books and funk, and a hatred of running more than 3 miles, Dave Denniston.
All right. Well, welcome back, everyone. So glad to have you here. And today, we're going to be talking about reimbursement. I took a survey of physicians a month ago or so, and one of my questions was, what is the biggest financial challenge that physicians are facing right now? And time and time and time again, it came down to reimbursement. Practically everybody said, we are so concerned about reimbursement. And so I've been learning and studying and talking to a few people to see what can I help educate you guys on regarding reimbursement. And I came across a really cool article that was on Physicians Money Digest by Ed Rabinowitz. And the title of the article was Coordination of Chronic Care Patients Enhances Reimbursement. And what he said here at the beginning of the article, which I thought was so good, is did you know that Medicare now pays for chronic care management? That's right. Primary care physicians can be reimbursed for non-face-to-face time with Medicare patients who have 2 or more chronic conditions. So what's so interesting about this is the majority of physicians, they don't know about this. So I want to educate you guys on this. And can you imagine the dollars that you could be getting more in your practice when you're a primary care doc? Can you imagine that you could be having an extra $500, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 a month from a patient by having this change? There's no doubt that when you're dealing with chronic care, that it takes a lot more time. And it's hard. There's no doubt it is hard. But compliance, they mentioned in the article, is a huge issue. And you have to get a good handle on that as you look at this potential revenue stream. But you can overcome these challenges, you guys. So no doubt that with the right team around you, you can make this happen. Because you can help patients get to have better and better outcomes. And I think with every physician I talk to that I know of, and I'm sure there's some exceptions to this, but most physicians that I know of, they are so passionate about their patients. They want to see their patients get better. And here you have this opportunity to work with some third-party vendor to provide benefits that not only specializes in a software, but specializes in a process. So overall, you guys, this is about getting higher reimbursements. This is about patients that have more than 2 chronic conditions. Overall, we know the more patients that you have, the more you can earn. So this is really, more than anything else, it's about looking at your current patients and how can you serve them better. What other services can you offer to them? And that's what we can all do. Often in my industry, you talk about, okay, if I help a client with this part of their financial situation, well, maybe you can help them with their taxes. Maybe you can do a financial plan over here and you add on extra services and make more money. It's often said that it takes $1,000 to gain a new patient for life. Well, what if you could generate from a same patient an extra $500, $600? So if you think about a return on investment, when you look at a software or something else, it could really change it. And overall, at the end of the day, it really comes down to what is best for this person? What is best for the patient? Is providing this extra service going to change the outcome? Obviously, if someone's in hospice, there's not a whole lot that you can do, right? I mean, you're not going to be able to change the quality of their life. So what other services What other add-ons can you do to increase your reimbursements? What ways can you streamline your practice? I'm going to go ahead and include a link to this article in the show notes, so definitely check that out. It's a really great idea. I was so excited, so happy to see it. And I'm looking for other ways, so I'd like to hear from you. What are ways that you are increasing your average revenue per patient? How are you enhancing your reimbursement processes? How are you going to be getting more revenue in the door? So let me know, make a comment, send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. This is Dave Denniston from the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast. Have a good one. Hey, this is Dave Denniston. I hope you liked today's episode. If you did, hey, please do me a favor and go into iTunes and give this a 5-star review. We have to get those reviews on up so more people can discover how to slash their debt and their taxes and creating a liberated lifestyle. As a matter of fact, each month I'm giving out a prize package to one of our reviewers for the month. So make sure to go to iTunes right now and place your review. Thanks so much, and I'll talk to you next time.